Based on the mastermind process, espouse the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort and a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me tonight. So I have a special guest. I'm going to let him introduce himself. How are you today?
I am fine and well.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is John C. Smith. I am an intern at MCO Construction. And I am a marketing major at Florida Memorial University. And I am an aspiring entrepreneur and author.
Are you... Yes. I thought you were doing finance. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah. I'm doing marketing.
Oh, I thought you were doing finance, though. Amazing.
I mean, finance, I like finance, too. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, marketing is my niche area.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, how are you today?
You know, everything's going good, man. I'm excited for this interview.
How is classes?
Classes are going excellent so far, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So... today, I guess it's different. You're going to be my guest for the show. So, we're going to talk about Think and Grow Rich, as usual. And today, we're going to talk about Chapter 3, Autosuggestion. I know you read the book. I know you way.
Yeah, I finished it.
Exactly. I figured that out. So, just a simple question. What is autosuggestion for you? Before we go through the details, like, because I guess Hills gave a different explanation. But what do you think is autosuggestion?
Okay, for me, autosuggestion is a great way of speeding up the achievement and realizations of our dreams.
Amazing.
Napoleon Hill explains that our subconscious mind can be put to work for us, as whatever we continuously autosuggest, mm-hmm. our mind will eventually be taken for a fact. This happens once it has been truly ingrained in our minds.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You read chapter 1, Desire.
Yeah, I did.
You read chapter 2, Faith.
Obviously.
Of course, obviously. Yes. And I know you read chapter 3.
Yeah.
And as I said last time, I feel that there's a chronological order between those chapters.
Uh-huh.
How do you think this chapter is related to Desire? Or how do you feel is it related? Or do you think that it is related to Desire?
Okay, so... Napoleon Hill, he continues to suggest that you should focus on your chief aim.
Exactly.
So by frequently closing your eyes and reading out loud your written statement, which was written down from you read the first principle, which is the burning desire.
Mm-hmm.
When you do this, it is instrumental that you both see and feel as if you are already in possession of your goal. That you talk about it in detail with gratefulness and passion.
Exactly. That's how, I guess last week we talked about it. You know, you explained to me that some people might not be able to read.
Yeah.
Might not be able to write something, but they can record themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Always keep a voice recorded message of yourself affirming all of your goals and beliefs so that you can listen to it, you know, every day as you go out on your journey. And
exactly.
You can just affirm for a positive day mm-hmm. and hearing it from yourself.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically you just need to write it down or always close at end on your phone mm-hmm. or your computer, record yourself, listen to it on a daily basis. I guess you're just going to clearly see it every day. And by doing so, you are putting the person auto-suggestion to work, right?
Yes.
What is your reflection about this chapter? How do you feel about it?
Auto-suggestion makes perfect sense to me, I must say. As I truly believe that we do become and behave based on what we spend most of our time thinking about. It has been proven that our brain has no idea whether something is happening in real life or in our minds only.
Mm-hmm.
And that is extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That is extremely powerful to know, because then you can choose what your mind is to think about,
mm-hmm.
so that it works in your favor. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like, I guess I can relate, like, for example, you know, when you watch an horror movie, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, your body, you have a different sense of feeling, you know, you get scared, mm-hmm. you have a higher pulse, like, your breathing change, your posture change sometimes, and your fear arise. I guess, like, what you're talking about here is that, like, that feeling that you have is all in your head.
Yes.
So it's yet extremely powerful how it was in real life.
Exactly.
So everything starts with the mind,
mm-hmm.
as we talk about it in Faith in chapter 2. So, something you want to add about it?
Yeah, and I do feel like by using the principle of auto-suggestion, you are boosting your energy levels, your mindset and emotional state. And by continuously working with yourself like this, it gets hammered into your subconscious mind, and you will change your whole state of being. Your subconscious mind will start to help you in that direction you have been ingraining, as it knows the importance of it to you.
Okay, so just to be brief, why do you think that auto-suggestion is like important in transforming dreams into reality? You know, sometimes people be like, oh, you know how people think, how they feel about things, but might not put themselves in 100% in position that, like, they're going to achieve something. How do you feel this chapter, like, can really, how do you feel that this chapter is really important in a way that it can transform dream into reality? How can it be?
Yeah, so auto-suggestion allows you to feed your subconscious mind with creating a thought about building wealth. So auto-suggestion is a deliberate and active process that allows you to influence your subconscious mind instead of your environment changing you, and that is so powerful. So most people just, you know, go throughout the days just drifting in the environment and letting whatever the media puts out gets into their head. But what they don't understand is when you actually take the time to self-assess and think about the bigger picture, like what's more important in life,
mm-hmm.
and actually train yourself to think about wealth and abundance, you know. So this is how I really feel that auto-suggestion can help in helping you to transform your dreams, mm-hmm. into reality.
I guess that in simple way we can just say like that the chapter really allows you to control and achieve the outcome you want in the future by working on your own mind right away, like
exactly.
today.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
To go more in depth, like, how do you feel that this that auto-suggestion is important in transforming dreams into reality?
Okay, like, so the subconscious mind is where you get to transform any thought into becoming a part of your habits and beliefs.
That's true.
Your subconscious mind is like a plot of land, for mm-hmm. example. The thoughts you hold or allow are like seeds.
You're just like a farmer.
Yes, you are the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
By the law of nature, mm-hmm. you can either have good crops or weeds growing on your land.
That's true.
Passive thoughts are like weeds.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts of riches you want to come true are like crops you wish to grow on your farm.
Exactly. So basically, I guess like you said it all. And I just gonna add something because I like this chapter and I guess we can all relate to it. So I feel like for our listener out there, like just to take actions, you know, they can remind themselves like several times per day about the impact of this chapter and train their brain to focus on the right things, how the thoughts flow by. Also, I think they can train like themselves every day so that they are in control of their own thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, read your affirmation daily.
Yes, and also have faith in yourself, you know. Whatever you can write down, just know that it is possible. Whatever you think about, it is actually possible. It's just up to you to, you know, create a plan and take the right steps to tackle your big goal. Because at the end of the day,
yep,
you are the one responsible for the life you want to live. You can't, you know, blame anyone for not making it to where you want to be. So yeah, that's basically all I have left to say. Just believe in yourself. Continue to affirm your desires, your plans, your dreams, your goals. And eventually you will see things starting to work out in your favor.
You must just learn to master it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, John, it was a nice time. I was very happy to have you today for this, for chapter 3 of the suggestion. And I hope to see you next week on board for chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you're doing marketing.
Yeah, I am doing marketing.
I heard that you said that you want to be an author.
Yeah, I actually do.
You writing books right now?
I don't write books right now, but I journal every single day.
Amazing. About what you do on a daily basis?
Basically my journey. Mm-hmm. I journal my journey. So everything, like right now, I want to start a business. It's a clothing business, and
I saw your things.
Yeah. So, you know, when I do homework, I just write down a few tasks for me to tackle for the following day. And I will put them in my journal and actually, you know, grab resources and different things that I found along the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I journal. So, you know, hopefully in the future when I become successful,
to achieve something, right?
Yeah, I'll be able to share it as a book.
That's good. I feel like this book is really changing your life in a way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think I finished reading this book in, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That is a long time. But
you can still go read it, because every time you read it, there's something new that you find.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. So
every chapter brings something new every time I read. Like,
mm-hmm.
new feelings. Like, you see things in different perspective. You see? And yes, I'm very happy that this book really boosting you up. And
yeah.
Making you go to another level.
Yeah, so that's what I've learned. So even though I read it once, I know that book is so full of knowledge, wisdom, and so much different ideas that can spark your own dreams,
mm-hmm.
that it can only be a one read. So I'm going to go back at it in about a month,
mm-hmm.
and we should have lots to talk about with the upcoming chapters.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much to come today and sit and have a chat with me about auto-suggestion. I hope to see you next week for the next chapter. And I guess you will have a good day. You can say you have something to add before I'm closed.
No, that's it. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you, everyone. See you next week for chapter 4 at this exact same time. All right. Thank you, John. Have a good night.